ABH listening.
DRK4OIM. Good morning, Tom and Miss Bernice.
Mr. Walt, how's your day going today? It's beautiful out.
Absolutely beautiful, Tom. Thank you for encouraging me to get that these cataracts took off. They did my left eye Wednesday. And I went back yesterday morning for them to check it, and I couldn't believe how much my vision had improved. And the doctor said, "Do you think it's improved today? Just wait till tomorrow or a week from now." It is amazing, Tom, and there was absolutely no pain.
Well, that's wonderful, Walt. We're glad to hear that. And, I tried to reassure you of that. It's about the easiest surgery I ever went through in my life, like I told you. And it's just totally a new lease on life. It really is. I know we're getting pretty old in that, but you sure hate to lose your vision. And there can be worse things happen, I guess. But that's one of the worst ones.
Wearing bifocals now for about 15 years, and this morning I can take my glasses off and cover my right eye, and I can read just about anything I want to read without any glasses at all. They told me when I went down there for the pre-op that they wouldn't guarantee that I wouldn't need to wear at least reading glasses, but it would improve my vision. And I really don't think I'm going to need reading glasses, Tom. If my right eye does as good as my left one, and my left eye was the one that was the worst, but I really appreciate you encouraging me to go ahead and get it done. I'm like most people, I just couldn't stand the thoughts of somebody going into my eye. Now, Wednesday night, when I had to wear that screen patch over my eye at night to keep me from rubbing it, that was a little uncomfortable, but wasn't that bad. It was well worth going through that for my vision to be as good as it is now, Tom.
I tried to make it as clear as I could, and I know one time I had a detached retina, and I was working on an HVAC unit, and I raised up and bumped my head, and they told me in 3 to 5 years I'd probably get another one, and boy, this BMW is about to run over me, but at any rate, I didn't, and the doctor, while he was doing that laser surgery, it was rather uncomfortable. He said, "Tom, I can give you a shot in the eye and deaden that." And just the thought of it was horrifying. And I was talking to Bill in for IQ, and he said, "Tom," he says, "you don't feel anything when they do that." And he says, "It's nothing to be fearful of at all." He's had it done several times. So you never know until somebody explains it to you. But that's one of the things that I didn't want anybody messing with very much was my eyes. It's a scary situation. So I don't blame you for that.
Absolutely no pain. But I worked outside all my life running heavy equipment. And my skin is tough as shoe leather. I did feel a little pain when they put the IV in my arm, but that was all. After they got the IV in, and when they did deaden my eye, it's like your friend said, there was absolutely no pain to that at all.
IVs are never any fun. They just, I think, use the needle to get it in there, but then after they pull that out, there's no needle there. It's just a little bitty plastic tube, Walt. But those things are never comfortable. They little old stick, but I find that the blood draw needles in the old days were the ones that hurt the most, and they were big needles. But anymore, I don't even hardly feel those when they use those things on you. This is N0TR.
RK40AM. Yeah, when I broke, had that stroke, it broke my neck. They had to give me a blood transfusion. And I looked at that needle. That needle looked like it was about the size of a pencil, Tom. And I already had two IVs in each arm, and they had to get this special nurse to come up there. I can't think what kind of nurse they said she was, but she had to do an ultrasound on my right arm up there at the muscle and watch where that big old needle went to keep from hitting one of the main arteries. Now, you talking about painful. That was the worst pain I believe I ever felt in my life, was her putting that great big needle in. Then when they were going to discharge me, they said they'd get a nurse up there to take everything out. And boy, I was dreading that. But once she come up there and she patted me on the arms and all, said, "All right, you ready to go?" I said, "When you going to take the needles out?" And she already had them out, Tom. I didn't feel a bit of pain there with that. But, boy, putting that big needle in there to do the blood transfusion, that was something else. That's the first time I'd ever had a blood transfusion, but don't want to go through it again. But, Tom, I'm gonna pull a Tom on you. I'm fixing to hell out the door and go up here on the Highway 9 and go to Aldi's and see what I can pick up today. So, N0TRK40IM, I'll say 73s, Tom, to you and Miss Bernice, and hope you have a great day and a great weekend this weekend. So I'll say 73s on you, final, Tom. N0TRK40IM.
K40IM, N0TR. Well, congratulations on the eye surgery. And you better buy some pumpkin. They say there's a shortage of pumpkins this year, Walt. So if you want pumpkin pie, we're going to pick up some extra cans. There's a shortage on everything else, from jockey shorts to socks, I think. Anyways, you have a nice day, Walt. And, yeah, we enjoy Aldi's, and you do save money there. But we just like their selection of things. And they're so fast at the checkouts. And if they aren't, take my word for it, that checker won't be there the next time you get there. K40IM, N0TR, 73's Walt, and I'm going to be cleared.
CPA Mobile.
N0TR.
Good morning, Tom, and how are you doing this fair day?
Oh, we're doing fine. Bernice is here.
Hi, Dave.
We are headed to our least favorite spots of all, WMT in Greer.
WMT, I'm trying to think of what that is.
Whiskey Mike Tango. Walmart.
Wally World. Well, the only reason my wife doesn't like to go to Walmart is because she says Yeah, I'll need one thing at one end of the store, and then the other thing I need is at the other end of the store. And, you know, she has a lot of joint problems. She doesn't like to walk a lot, and so she'd rather go somewhere else and pay more for it and not have to walk as much.
Aldi's. Walt was just headed to Aldi's. I talked to him. I heard you talking to him earlier. Oh, yeah, we're down here where you turn to go to downtown Greer on way down, I guess Highway 14, isn't it, Bruce? And, yeah, I agree with her. There's times if my foot's acting up, I need a cart, but most of the time I never use one, those electric ones, but they're usually broke down from all the fat people using them.
Now, you know, if it weren't for the grace of God, you know, you could be one of those. And me too, for that matter. In fact, I was headed that way before I changed my eating lifestyle.
That's true, what you say, but I'm talking about foods that could be avoided. At least I think so. I don't know, but I'm heavy for my size and got a pot belly, but I'm talking about things that are overrated for the load limits on those, and I've heard that from the maintenance people that worked on them at Wally World. They say people that are 350, 450, 500 pounds are just not made for that. 250, I think, is the weight limit on them. But nonetheless, on better topics, we usually just use a basket and walk. It's just that my foot sometimes just doesn't like it, and I don't like using a cane. This getting old stuff sucks, but, you know, there are worse alternatives.
And why you got?
Go ahead. We got Dave on the other end.
When I heard that your foot caused the problem, I was thinking, I think it's a good excuse for the police before you go. Revise just my foot acting on its own.
All right, Dave, say again.
Well, you over, that's a good excuse for speeding there, is your foot acting up.
My left foot, not my right foot. hey, guys, I'm getting close to Walmart, and that's the most dangerous parking lot in the world. They walk among us there. So, good morning to both of you, and I'll send it over to KB4CBA and Gerald TR. Talk to you guys later.
Hi, 73's Tom, and maybe you can get in and out of there without your foot acting up. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave.
If I'm doing that low-carb diet, is what I'm doing. I lost about 15 pounds so far.
I've done it for about 15 years.
K and 4VBA. Keto thing for about 90 days, and I've lost 20. And what's that this morning there, Dave? KB4CBA.
Steven, I think I failed to thank you for letting me use your the tool that I borrowed, so but thanks.
Welcome. You didn't need to thank me. So what else is going on? You on your way to play tennis?
KB4CBA. Don't I wish. Just left the doctor, and of course everything was fine and dandy. He gave me glowing remarks, and so I'm happy about that. And I'm headed over to the pharmacy now to pick up some drugs, and we're leaving for Dollywood here in just a little bit.
Well, that ought to be fun. You taking grandkids?
Mercy, no.
Better have. half are going to play, huh?
At the resort there, we're not going, actually going to Dollywood. And it's an anniversary, or actually, I guess you'd call it anniversary birthday trip. My wife's birthday's in a few days. And, but anyway, go ahead and jump in there, Dave. Dave is in there. I guess you know that.
YQK Mobile. Yeah, I just got back from seeing the mouse there. It was down there for 7 days, staying in Fort Wilderness.
Forward to the traffic, that's the only thing. And my wife hates traveling, so she'll probably be doing the driving.
I go up Highway 25 to go up. Do not take 26 and go up to Saluda Grade. They're doing construction on the Gorge Bridge, and that's on the way up. And on the way back down, they're doing, I think it's still doing some construction there at Landrum, and traffic backs all the way up to Columbus.
Now, well, we're going to Maggie Valley. We're going to stop by my sister's. And spend the night there. She wants me to go with her to take her husband's, her husband passed away. Anyway, wants to take his truck and get it serviced, and she wants me to go, so she doesn't get taken for a ride. No pun intended. She just wants to go for an oil change, and they're always trying to save something. So anyway, and then we'll head on up to see Dolly tomorrow.
The gorge being that's the bridge in front of the gorge that's under construction.
Not sure what they're doing to it, but they've got one lane shut off, and they've been doing that for several days now, and it's been backing up, probably back down to Saluda, and I mean it runs slow. The gorge, the Green River Gorge Bridge.
Down, up and down through there, going to Maggie, I guess they must have just started that. I know that they repaved the southbound side, so I don't know what's going on.
I think what they're doing is they're cutting up the shoulders and putting in a new reinforced shoulder along the side outside of the lane, and doing something else. I'm not sure what they're doing, Dave. But anyhow, I was up through there this past Tuesday morning, and they had it all blocked up on Tuesday. Monday afternoon they were doing that, and it was all blocked up on Monday.
Dandy. Well, we'll take, we're going to take some back roads, and we won't even get on 26. Let's see, where we get in, where we hit, in fact, we won't even get on 40. Because we go up 1923 through Clyde and that way, and even though it's two lane, it's still faster. So, it's a nightmare, especially westbound.
Not the last time I was over across 40 through the gorge, down through the chutes. The chutes were open, man. I tell you what, I didn't have any problem going into Pigeon Forge a few weeks ago for that SEDCO conference. It was wide open. Of course, that doesn't mean a thing for today.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I think we will probably come in through Gatlinburg to go to Pigeon Forge. We know a cut-through road there. You take 321, but then there's a cut-through road. I think it's Well, if I say the number, it's going to be wrong, but I think it's 417 or something. But anyway, and this old country road, it just twists around and around and around, but it comes out right there at Dollywood, and it really works good for avoiding all the, you know, you avoid all the traffic going into Gatlinburg. And it's really not a bad way to go to Pigeon Forge. It beats having to drive all the way up to 40 and take the Sevierville exit. That's a little bit out of the way. Well, I'm going to have to jump out of here for just a minute. I got to pick it up a prescription for young Carrie on KV4CBA.
Right now, I'm just checking maps, and it says that the area right through the gorge there is open, and there's no traffic back up. But if you're coming back south down 26, it's backed up pretty good. That's there at from Highway 11 all the way back down to, it looks like about 3 miles down past Foster Road. So, but that's on the eastbound side, so that wouldn't affect you at all.
Towards Lyman now to go pick up my dog.
For a minute, I'm in another line. KV4CBA.
Did you hear what I was just saying about highway, about 26 going west?
I didn't.
I just checked my Google Maps, and remember I told you about from Columbus back down south past Landrum? That's still blocked up, but the gorge going west back towards Asheville is open, according to the maps. So, you don't have anything to worry about there.
Oh, well, I'll discuss it with my wife, see what she wants to do. I mean, ultimately, it'll be up to her, because she's the white knuckle person in the car, so... you know, every little thing just scares her to death. I wish she'd take some medicine for that, but she doesn't want to do it.
Well, y'all just be careful going across there.
Making sure I could hit the repeater because I just moved again. Yeah, we will. I mean, we're not in any big hurry. But anyway. And we'll be back Wednesday, so, and then they're supposed to be through at the bathroom on Friday, so I hope they hold true to that.
Hey, did you get my text? About a minute ago.
She never called me back yesterday. Dadgum. Well, I'll see her today, so I'll definitely ask her about it and get back to you.
You the man. Yeah, if that's not going to pan out, I just don't want to lose this other one. So... anyhow, all right, well, good deal, bud. I got to run in and grab my dog. I'm going to pick her up from the groomer here, and y'all be careful going across there. And if you got plenty of time, just take the scenic route up over the mountains. Go through the parkway and drop down in there through Gatlinburg. Go that way. That's so pretty. All right, I will catch you later, bud. KN4 VWA, clear out your final.
Well, you have a good weekend, and... talk to you next week sometime. You might can catch me on 519. But anyway, and Dave, are you still in there?
Is that mobile?
KN4WQQ mobile.
for WQQ. KN4 VWA. What's happening, big guy?
I had to get some of them hot dogs, that's all.
Hey, where'd you get your hot dogs? WQQ. Did I lose you? WA Mobile.
B4 CPA Mobile.
Mobile again. Did you hear KN4WQQ come in there?
Negative, guest writer. I had to mute my radio because I was in the drive-thru.
Okay. Well, do you know who KN4WQQ is?
Enlighten me.
That eats barbecue with us once a month.
I knew I recognized that call, but I haven't heard Steve in a while. Where's he been?
Well, he's been popping back up just in the last 10 days or so, but I think he's been doing a lot of DMR with that little radio of his. I'm trying to encourage him to go ahead and get a real radio with that, you know, the 2-meter, 440.
N4WQQ.
There he is. We need to get you a real 2-meter radio to go in that vehicle of yours, boy.
Let me know who's giving one away and I'll be over there to get it.
Big jump in there.
In my desk, actually, it's a big roll top desk. It's got all my ham gear in it, and you can have it, but it don't work.
Blow the finals out.
I sent it up to the guy up in North Carolina to work on it, and he fixed it, and he put all the parts he replaced in a bag, and there was a bunch of them, and then I hooked it up, and it worked, and then the next time I hooked it up, it's got two different problems, so I just threw it in the drawer, and I'm using it for parts now. I needed a knob off of it, so and I don't know what else I'll need off of it, probably nothing, but anyway, it don't work. Well, it does work, but you wouldn't want it.
We got to figure out how to get Steve a radio here. You know what? That little one, he gets out and you can hear him. You know, Steve, when are you going to climb down off that wallet, boy?
Not any wall. I'm riding around just like you are.
Hey, I got my hearing aids back in today. I said climb down off of that wallet. That thing that you keep your money in.
Busy buying gas every couple of days. It's almost $3 a gallon now.
Joe?
Get you a bicycle.
What was that country singer's name? George Jones. Yeah, he could ride his riding mower down to the liquor store and back. Hey, Steve. I'm just kidding.
Sold that lawnmower yesterday. Got $650 for it.
Well, didn't I tell you it'd bring at least that? Shoot, things have gone insane, man. I'm telling you.
I'd give you $700.
On the marketplace, I didn't hear from you. No, there was like three people wanting it. And the guy came by around 6:30 last night. He said, I'll be back in 20 minutes. I gotta go get the trailer.
Well, if you sold it that fast, you left too much on the table, brother. So, anyhow, what are you doing today?
Well, I'm gonna go get gas, and then we gotta go to Spartanburg. I'll go to that house in Greer, and then I guess I'll call it a day.
She's working. working until noon, and she's supposed to call me 15 minutes before she's ready to leave. And we're going to head down. I'm going to meet her down at the Costco, and I think we're going to try to clean out the Costco meat department.
Get one of them hot dogs there. They were talking about that last night on the radio, how that $1.50 is not going to go much longer.
I've ever thought that people would charge $2.50 or even $3 for a hot dog with a little bit of chili and some slaw. I mean, well, anyhow, we're printing money like it's going out of sight. So, you know, hey, what do you expect? It ain't worth nothing.
The less it's worth.
From the call that they hadn't gone up yet, they've been selling them for $1.50 for like 10, 12 years now. Over.
Those aren't even that good, and they don't... I don't think they even put chili on them, I don't think.
Extra.
You can get relish and ketchup and mustard and that stuff. No, they don't have chili, but a lot of people buy them.
Out of them. If they can make a buck that way, hey, let them have at it. Well, in the meantime, boys, I'm going to jump out of here. Hey, David... text me and let me know what that boils down to, okay?
I will do my best.
As y'all carry on, I've pulled back in here to the hacienda, and I got to finish washing a car. I just got the dog washed, and I got to finish doing a couple things before my wife calls, and I got to run down to Costco. So... y'all have fun. Carry on. 73's KN4 VWA. Clear after y'all.
Have a good one, and good to talk to you. And we'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, KN4 WQQ, we'll 73.
You're headed to Sparkle City?
Right now, I'm going to the car wash. And then I'm going to Sam's to get gas. But it's like $2.92 a gallon now.
It seems to be going up, and we just keep on driving, supply and demand. If we all quit driving, price will come down.
Well, I don't know about that, but... Our great president's just shutting all the fuel places down that produce and hitting them up with all these fines. So even if they do produce, he's going to fine them, I guess, maxed out at $6 billion.
I really don't know anything about that because I don't listen to the news much, and I certainly don't care about anything that he has to say, so, but he's going to do what he's going to do, so, you know, there ain't no stopping him, so, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, what do you do? You go and vote your conscience, and when whatever happens, happens.
Big 10-4, we're all doing what we can do. That's about all you can do.
You're using DMR. I'm not really sure I know what that is.
I'm on it right now. When I'm at my house, I use the DMR part. And like I was telling Steve, I talked to a guy from Russia the other day. Indonesia, just all over the place. And like right now, I got in there a bunch of towers, and I got an antenna for the car, of course, but I can use it like, you know, the other radio.
You're using the internet, I guess. Is it kind of like Echo Link on a, what's that called? When you, I can't even think of the name of the term, terminology, where we use one radio to transmit transmit into on one frequency and out on another.
It's a big negative. You're not even close. It goes through a thing called PiStar. I think the guy's over in Europe somewhere. Well, he developed this thing, and anyway, use this little module and get it hooked up to your internet, and you communicate with your unit, and it goes worldwide.
So the how are you communicating from mobile to your house?
That's KN4TCW. You got DMR radio that does analog and digital. That's what it sounds like. You're using a hotspot.
I'm using a hotspot. I didn't know how to answer some of these questions. I know what I do, but anyway, thanks for helping me out there.
There's a hotspot there in your car.
Yeah, DMR goes through the internet. Using a hotspot, which allows your radio frequency to go through the network, the internet. But the radio also do analog, which he uses, you know, when it's not on the internet.
On right now.
Get all that, because I'm in a stinking bad place on White Hampton. But I'll be out of it here in about 30 seconds.
Well, I'm going to have to check out here, guys. I got to get the car clean and get the antenna off. Well, we'll check back with you later. KN4WQQ73.
Well, have a good one, and I hope you have a good weekend. It's like a beautiful day today. I've got 83 degrees here on my car thermometer, but I hear it's supposed to be cooler. We're going up to the mountains, so it'll be cooler up there. But anyway, have a good one. 73 KV4 CPA.
Zero TR.
About two, and zero TR, W2T.
Good morning, Rusty. W2T and zero TR. Oh, we're just, let me turn my radio down. Listen to a pretty woman, and I got one sitting beside me here. We're just passing that big water tower. It says, Greer's Yellow Jackets. We're kind of taking the back route. Going back home, had to go to Walmart, and I don't know where else we go, Bernice. The post office, that's what it was. I forgot about that. How's your day?
Working on stuff here at the house, trying to return phone calls and things like that, and get some things out of the way that have to do with that convention I've got coming up.
Up to that, Rusty?
That's not till November. That's the second weekend in November.
Well, it ought to be beautiful then. They say the leaves up there at Asheville are peaked right now, by golly. I was surprised at that. And they're starting to turn and unfortunately fall down here, but I hate the mess they create out back, but so life goes every year.
Well, from a friend of mine I was just talking to on the phone this morning, she said that, you know, it's not really doing that good yet. It's the thing about it is it's still the colors are not turning. It's still real green up there in that area. She was up in the mountains yesterday. She had an appointment up there yesterday, and she said it was just the things are just still real green. They're not the colors haven't started changing yet.
Well, I'm not surprised. I was kind of surprised they said that on, I think it was on WYFF4 or Channel 7, wasn't it, Bernice? One of the two. Anyways, so goes the news. Well, we just got a little
yard work. Bernice wants to finish up today, and oh, it's going to get hot quick. It's 82 out here now.
Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning, Miss Bernice. Or good afternoon, as it is now. I just noticed it's slid over past the noon time. Well, I got out yesterday morning, and in the period between 11 and 12, I trimmed tree limbs, about a dozen tree limbs, and hauled them down into the pile where I put them, and cut down a couple of small holly-type trees and that I don't like getting heat up by, because every time I went out there to work anywhere near them, I looked like I'd been in a fight with a cat. I didn't like that, so I cut these suckers down and then threw them down into the pile of stuff, and that was what I did yesterday for my exercise and a few things around, and got my QST in the mail today, so, you know, it's time to sit down and read the QST and see what's in this month's issue.
Oh, I did a little bit of reading this morning. I didn't get to read very much of the article. Bernice was looking at the paper, and I was looking at this Air and Space magazine, and to my surprise, there was a dirigible manufacturer that was stationed in Hangar 2 and 3, I think it is, and I'm not sure if it was in Hangar 1 or not. We had three hangars out there at Moffett Field, and said that thing could lift 1 million pounds, and they're starting to try to perfect them for freighters again. I haven't read that much of it, so I don't know. They're probably using helium in them, but kind of amazed at that. But, oh, you see all kinds of R&D things that never really hit the street, but they're spending a lot of millions of dollars on it. That was the, that Naval Air Station was where the dirigibles during World War II were, and afterwards were housed there, because the hangar, I know Hangar 1, I think, was 200 feet high, Rusty. That's a big hangar.
Like the hangars for the that they had at Charleston Air Force Base for the big C-5As. I mean, those were huge hangars down there. And they would have, every now and again, if they weren't careful, they'd have rainstorms inside the hangar. So go figure that one out. That always made for interesting times and everything. But, yep, everything's supposedly changing and not changing. I don't know. I've quit trying to figure it out sometimes anymore, and, you know, as to where things are going and what things are doing and who's doing what and all of that. Just trying to, you know, keep it going and moving along, as they say. So, oh, well, you know, everything changes day to day. BU2T.
N0TR. Yeah, I was reading it. That old boy, I think it's Bezos or whoever, made that spaceship that William Shatner went up in. They got one that's already built that they're going to test and send it for one orbit around the Earth. And if you can imagine this, I've never been to Canaveral to see the Saturn III, but I've been around some mighty big planes like the C-5 and that. But at any rate, that thing's 325 foot taller than the Saturn V was, and they're going to use it later on to launch to Mars. And that's a privateer, you know, that's not NASA. I couldn't imagine one being that big. And they had a 1,000-ton crane lifting the upper portion of it on, checking it the other day, just to see if it fit upright with the other sections of the missile. Boy, that'd be a whopper, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be what they call a big boy. And those things like that, they fill those things out there and everything. But, you know, it's some people got more money than they got sense, Tom.
I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me from that, and you too. Yeah, that's true. I think those rides like he took for 10 minutes were $250,000, but don't quote me on that. At any
any rate, Rusty, we're about to arrive home, so you have a great day, what's left of us here, and stay cool, because it's going to be one of the hottest days. 85 degrees, I guess, might break a record today, who knows? And then tomorrow she's going to crash in the 40s in the morning. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR73.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. Have a good one, W2T.